forgetting the things which are behind. Press on, pursue with this mind. By any means, each and every piece, stretch forth, lay hold of him. Forgetting the things which are behind, press on, pursue with this mind. By any means, and we need stretch forth, lay hold of him.
Amen.
Lay hold.
Amen.
Of him.
Amen.
All right, over to you, Shepherd.
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Welcome to the beginning of the 2020 Summer School Truth. First year, we're doing it online. Awesome. Well, you know, brothers and sisters, we really are anticipating what the Lord will do this entire week.
Amen.
I believe this will be the best summer school yet.
Amen.
You believe so?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
If you believe it, say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. So tonight we really would just like to give everyone a orientation of what we will cover for the next 2 weeks. Some initial fellowship. But I believe we would like to first start every meeting off with some singing. I know maybe some of you were singing already, but for the ones who just joined, let's turn to the Lord, exercise our spirit, and sing with the brothers. Okay, so we're going to kick it off back to the brothers in Cambridge.
Amen. Awesome. Thank you, Shepherd.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, we're going to sing a little more, and just a quick announcement. As you look at this screen, this will be helpful tonight and then on the ongoing nights. But if you can rename yourself, this will be a big help. If you can rename yourself for all the young people, put your grade level and then your full name, okay? So grade level first, so, you know, ninth grade, and put ninth, and then dash, and then full name. And you can put a little space in between either side of the dash. And then for serving ones, please put an asterisk next to your name. You don't have to put what grade, just put an asterisk next to your name, and that'll be great. And then most importantly, we need to see faces.
Amen.
Please turn on your camera, right? We want to turn our eyes upon Jesus.
Amen.
Right? We turn our heart just to behold. Amen. It's hard to behold someone if you can't see them,
right?
The Lord wants to see all of us, and even maybe as we're singing, maybe we're scrolling and seeing some of our friends, and we'll sing to some of our friends, and we're doing the same thing on our side. So we want to see those bright, shining faces. I see Michael Yao from Philly right now. It's so good to see him, you know, and some of the other faces. So please turn it on. We love to sing with you all. So we're going to go on to another song. It was written last summer. I have loved your precepts.
Amen.
Oh, Jehovah!
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen. It's wonderful. All right, brothers, take it away.
I have loved your precepts, O Jehovah, inside in me. I have not served up your testimonies, your word is true. In first action, I take delight, and your precepts do I give. In my heart do I treasure your word, that I might not sin against you. I have loved your precepts, O Jehovah, in my testimonies, your word is true.
In your statutes
do I take delight.
it down a little bit, you know. We're going like 200 miles an hour. Maybe we're going to go like 150, you know. That's maybe our speed limit. But the, oh, Jehovah, right? Oh, I have loved your precepts. Oh, Jehovah. And then enliven me. And then maybe when we sing it again, you can put someone else's name in. So
Curtis.
Somebody.
Enliven Curtis.
Or especially Ben. I think you guys know this brother. Yeah. All right. So let's sing it again.
Amen.
I have loved your precepts. Oh, Jehovah. Enliven
Jerry.
I have not served on the testimony. Your word is true. In your statutes do I take delight. On your precepts do I muse. In my heart do I treasure through your word. That I might not sin against you.
I have loved
your precepts, O Jehovah, in my bed. I have not served on testimonies, your word is true. In your statutes do I take delight, on your precepts do I muse.
Oh, Jehovah, enliven me.
Amen.
So everyone on mute, we'll declare it together.
Oh, Jehovah, enliven me.
Again.
Amen. Oh, Jehovah, enliven me.
One more time.
Oh, Jehovah, enliven me.
Amen.
Amen.
We have one more song, and you know what happens when we get enlivened? When the Lord comes into us, he doesn't just get in and stop, but he spreads.
Hallelujah.
Right? Amen. So we're going to jump to our last song, God is Spreading.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
This is a fact.
Amen.
The brothers over here are enjoying the spreading. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is spreading. Praise the Lord. All right. Figuring out the chords. Amen.
God is spreading in my being as the Spirit filling me from my spirit to my soul to my body. I am holy, sanctified in Christ's return from me. And the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly. And the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly. May your spirit and your soul and body
fear into my soul. To my body I am holy, dignified in Christ, preserved of me.
All right, we're going to take it from the top. God is spreading.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God is spreading in my being, as the Spirit filling filling me. From my spirit to my soul, to my body, I am holy, sanctified in Christ, preserved of me. And the God of peace himself, sanctify you holy, and the God of peace himself, sanctify you holy. May your spirit and your soul and body be preserved of me without blame. Be preserved humbly and without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
God is spreading.
God is spreading in my being.
As
the Spirit filling me. From my spirit to my soul, to my body, I am holy, sanctified in Christ, preserved of me.
And the God of peace.
And the God of peace himself, sanctify you holy. And the God of peace himself, sanctify you holy. May your spirit and your soul and body be preserved complete without blame. Be preserved complete and without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is spreading in my being, as the Spirit filling me. From my spirit to my soul, to my body, I am holy, sanctified in Christ, preserved of me.
God is spreading.
God is spreading in my being.
Hallelujah.
As the Spirit filling me. From my spirit to my soul, to my body, I am holy, sanctified in Christ, preserved of me.
God is spreading in my being.
As the Spirit filling me, from my spirit to my soul, to my body, I am holy, sanctified in Christ, preserved, complete.
One more time. Let's unmute everyone and sing the chorus together, okay?
Amen.
God is spreading in my being.
No, it's very
spirit filling me. From my spirit to my soul, to my body, I am holy.
Sanctified in Christ,
lovely.
Praise the Lord!
God
is spreading! Praise the Lord!
The Lord.
Wow, that was wonderful. Praise the Lord. God is spreading.
Amen.
Spreading all our singing times together.
Amen. Do you know it's a click?
God would be spreading.
Amen.
Amen. You, shepherd.
I don't want to click anyone. I don't.
God is spreading in our being. These next 2 weeks, God will continue to spread into all of our being. This is actually the experience of salvation. We will see this soon enough. So again, if you join late, we want to welcome warmly everybody to the 2020 Northeast Summer School of Truth. This year we'll be covering this wonderful topic on salvation. So tonight we like to begin in a very particular way. We would like to ask our brother Ricky to just share an introductory word with us. But before I give it to him, maybe we could all just prepare ourselves right now. We could just, where we are, maybe let's just pray. Let's all pray together. You could repeat after me. You could bow your heads. You could close your eyes. And let's just pray this simple prayer to the Lord so that he could start spreading more into our being. Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, thank you for bringing me here tonight. Lord, I just turn my heart to you. Thank you for your precious blood. Wash me and cleanse me from the whole day. Lord, I want you to spread into my being. Lord, I give this whole week of summer school to you. I just present my spirit, my soul, and my body. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, so now at this moment, we'll have a word from our brother Ricky.
Well, greetings, everybody. The first thing I want to make sure is to know that, can you hear me? Can you hear me? You can hear me. Great, great. That's great, because I want to actually start by conducting a little, asking you some questions. And we're going to have a little poll, a little survey. You should be able to see, you'll be seeing some questions at the bottom of your screen. The first question we'd like to know is how many of you are attending for the first time? Oh, there you go. There are the questions. And then you can answer right there. How many are attending for the first time? We'd like you to respond right there. At the bottom of your screen, I believe you can respond there. You can just say, it's my first time, not my first time. And then if you're a young person, how many are attending for the first time as a young person? And we'd like to know how many attending as a serving one, as a serving one. Oh, I'm getting the results here. First time. We're getting, the numbers are increasing. You know, tonight we have over 470 people logged in here. And of course, some are watching with others. So that's probably more than 500 of us. I don't think we've ever had a Summer School of Truth. The first meeting was 500. Okay, 60. Oh, it's still going. Hurry up and answer. How many young people, first time? It's 84 right now, 87, 90-something. Oh, let's see if we're going to hit the 100 mark. Hit the 100. Yep, we're passing 100 here. Okay, well, that's going on. You have another question. If you're a serving one, how many are attending for the first time? We'd also like to know you, because we have particular fellowship for you. And then at the bottom here, we keep going. What grade are you in? Sixth graders, put in the grade that you're in. Put the grade that you're in. I'm going to let you know in a little while which grade is the most represented. So please write that in there. And then the last thing we'd like to know, how many of you are expecting to graduate? Please notice that we put the word expecting to graduate. Yeah, we're going to have to confirm that. But we'd like to know if you think you're going to graduate. Yeah, we don't want there to be surprises, but anyways, okay, we'll give you some results in a moment here, but okay, if you've done that, then the first thing I'd like you to do is I hope that you have something to write with and something to write on, and okay, we're closing the poll. Here are the results. Should I share the results? No, I'm not going to share the results, but I'm going to tell you. How many young people for the first time? We have 140 for the first time. Serving ones, first time. Wow, we hit an even 100. And what grade? I'll read these off. Grade, sixth graders, 20. Seventh graders, 34. Eighth grade, 45. You know, very often our eighth graders, that's the biggest group, for eighth and ninth grade. Ninth grade, 36. 10th grade, 36. 11th grade, 23. And seniors, how many? 30. 30. Very good. Very good. Okay, thank you for that. Thank you for that. I'd like you, do you have something to write with and something to write on? I would like you to write down these two words. This is the first word I'd like you to write down. Please write this down. This is the first word of our true school this year. You got that? Let's say it all together. One, two, three. Blessing. Yeah, I can't hear you, but I trust everybody's. Yeah. Oh, let me go. I'm going to gallery view so I can watch everybody. Please write down blessing, blessing. Okay. Second word. Here's a second word. You should be able to guess the second word from our topic, but here's our second word. Please write this down. Just this word. It's a simple word. Saved. I wonder if somebody could keep track how many times this word or a form of this word is going to be used in this true school. Because the topic is God's full salvation. Okay, I'm going to ask something more specific about this. You got the two words? The first one, all together, one, two, three, blessing. The second word is one, two, three, saved. Okay, blessing. I want to talk about blessing first, about blessing first. Brothers and sisters, of course, this is our very first ever online summer school of the truth. And we're doing a lot of this very first ever online, like everything this year. Our first online spring conference, our first online Memorial Day global church conference. Did you know that we had our first ever global church conference with maybe over 100,000 people watching? That was an amazing thing. And brothers and sisters, even though we're restricted that we cannot meet all together, of course, we love being together. The Summer School of Truth is actually one of the highlights, I think, of all of our year, that we could be together, especially at Camp Penuel, now that we have the camp. And but anyway, we're restricted from that. But I would like to impress you tonight that even though we don't have that, even though we can't be there, even though we are restricted, it's very possible, just as what Brother Shepherd said, this could be the very best summer school ever. It could be. And I hope all of us could have the faith for that. I mentioned this to the serving saints on Saturday. I asked them, do you have the faith that this could be the highest, best summer school ever? I'm not sure if they all had the faith at that time. I believe that tonight, all the serving ones have that faith. That I hope all of us could have that faith. And I want to show you these three verses. Maybe you could write down the reference or some key words. The brothers are going to show this for us. The first verse is Malachi. We don't often read things from Malachi, but look at this verse, brothers and sisters, Malachi 3:10b. I hope at least you would write that down, Malachi 3:10b. And prove me, the Lord said, prove me, if you will, by this, says Jehovah Hosts, whether I will open to you the windows of heaven and pour out blessing for you until there's no room for it. The Lord says, prove him. He will do it. Actually, we don't have the first part of the verse. The first part of the verse is actually about our offering to the Lord. If we offer ourselves to the Lord, thank you, brothers. If we offer ourselves to the Lord, we can experience the windows of heaven being open and him pouring out blessing on us. I hope you could experience that in these 2 weeks. Even beginning tonight, you could have blessing, full, just the blessing of the Lord. Okay, what's the second verse, brothers? The second verse is from Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 26. And I will make them and the places around my hill a blessing, and especially this part. I will cause the showers to come down in their season. There will be showers of blessing. Could you repeat with me this last phrase? There will be showers of blessing. Showers of blessing. Thank you, brothers. Do you believe that in this True School, we could have showers of blessing? That is, that every gathering, whether it's the small group, whether it's this meeting where we have some sharing, even the recreation that we're going to have, that there would be blessing. The Lord would just, it would be showers, like raining blessing on us. Raining blessing. That's what we want. We want there to be showers of, actually, no. There will be showers of blessing. We want you to experience the showers of blessing. But it'll depend, brothers and sisters, on how open you are. You know, if there are showers, and you're like this, you're covered, nothing gets in. So the first thing is you have to be what? You have to be open. I hope you would say even right now, Lord, I open to you. Could we pray that together? Lord, I open to you for tonight and for these 2 weeks. Bless me. But not only you could be covered. Actually, you could be like full. You're just full of stuff. So we also have to be emptied. You may be full. Oh, here's one of my masks. I have several masks. Do you have several masks? Yeah. You could be full of just complaining about the whole health thing. When are we going to get free? Oh, yeah. You could be full of sports too. That's my team. Sorry, Weston Brothers. Sorry. But you could just be full of all sorts of stuff. There's all sorts of stuff here. Anyway, full. You could be just full, and then when the Lord wants to pour in the blessing, there's just something gets in, but not enough room. But if you're open and emptied, oh, the blessing, the blessings could just flow. That's what we want for tonight. That's what we want for every session, brothers and sisters. Showers of blessing. So I hope you would pray this next prayer. Look at this next verse. I'll give you the background first. This is from Penuel. This is where Jacob experienced Penuel. This is, please show it, brothers. Genesis 32. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Oh, I'd like us to read this last part with emphasis. Look right here. Could you let's repeat this? Let's repeat this. I will not let you go unless you bless me. Amen. How about all the sisters say that? Go ahead, sisters. I will not let you go unless you bless me. Now all the brothers, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Thank you, brothers. I hope we all pray that to the Lord. Lord, bless me tonight. Bless me this whole week. Bless me in these 2 weeks. Make this special to me. You can even add something. You could even say, Lord, I don't like this. You could be honest with him. You could say, Lord, I don't like this arrangement. I miss being with everybody up at the camp. I miss all the things. But Lord, in spite of everything, bless me. I hope you would say that. I hope you would say, Lord, I won't let you go unless you bless me. You got me into the summer school. Some of you, it's not your choice. Sorry, it's mommy and daddy's choice. But I hope still you would say, Lord, bless me. You put me here, but now I'm expecting you to bless me. Shower down blessings to me. And you know what? Especially in the New Testament, there's a verse in Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3. It says that he chose us. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has who has blessed us. He already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we are blessed by the Lord. But it's very interesting. You know what? This word blessing in the original language, Greek, it actually means, it has to do with speaking, well speaking. So you know what? We get blessed when God speaks well of us or when God speaks to us. You know, the biggest blessing in life is that God speaks to you and becomes real to you. So I hope this week, even tonight, again, I say tonight, like right now, the Lord would speak something to you. And you would open your heart to the speaking of the Lord. And the Lord would have a way to bless you. You know, sometimes the Lord does want to bless us, but we don't cooperate. Like I demonstrated, we're either closed or we're occupied, full of stuff. I hope you would open your heart tonight. For those of you that were with us back in 2016, that was the very first summer school. A conference in April in Penuel, and in that first conference, we shared something very important, and I hope you would remember this for the rest of your life, the rest of your Christian life. And this is actually something you might want to write down. Every spiritual experience or every experience of God begins with the heart. Every spiritual experience begins with our heart, with love in our heart. So, brothers and sisters, if we're really going to have this, in this, with all the restrictions and in this way, that we could be blessed of the Lord, that this could really impact us, and we have the Lord speaking, it begins with us turning our heart to the Lord. So I hope we would all have time in our group time that's following. I hope there'd be some time that we could just pray together and open our hearts together, pray for one another. But even after that tonight, I hope all of us would spend a little time to say, Lord, would you bless me? Would you bless me with your speaking? Like, speak to me, speak to my heart, speak to my situation. I hope you could have this blessing. Okay, I want to come back to the second word. You remember the second word? The first one was blessing. What's the second word? Yes, saved. Say, we're going to speak, we're going to have this so many times about saved. And so, brothers and sisters, there's so many aspects to this matter of salvation. But I want to give you a question. I hope you would write this question down and think about it, and maybe try to answer in your group. Okay, you ready to write something down? I hope you would write this. Now, there's a question. What are we saved from? What are we saved from? You know, when you talk about salvation, think about it. Somebody got saved, not in the Christian setting, like somebody got saved. What does that mean? That means they were in a bad situation. They were in danger and they got rescued. They got saved. Okay, think about it. We use this word a lot, like maybe every meeting, surely every Lord's table meeting, where Lord, thank you for your salvation. We have songs, you know, about salvation and being saved. But have you ever thought about what are you saved from? What are you saved from? And I can give you some hint. Some things are, you might say, eternal things, like things in the future that we're actually saved from. And there are things that we're being saved from today. We're being saved from today. What are we saved from? And what do we need to be saved from? So there's the first question. There are going to be three questions. Did you get that? What are we saved from? Okay, next question. I don't know if you ever thought about this. What or where are we saved into? Can you see that? What or where are we saved into? Like suppose you get saved, you know, out like there you're somewhere, maybe at the zoo, animal gets, a lion or a tiger gets, you know, escapes. And then you get saved from that. But then you turn around and you end up and you know, there's a lion in the other room where you are. So you got saved from this situation, but you got put in a worse situation. You know, we have this phrase, out of the frying pan, you know that phrase? Out of the frying pan into the fire. Yeah, that's not saved. Suppose you get saved from the frying pan, but then you get put in the fire. That's not a too great a salvation. But in our salvation in Christ, we're saved out of some things, and then he saved us into something wonderful. Actually, a lot of things. Have you ever thought about what you're saved into? Okay, last question. And you can talk about this in your group time tonight if you have time. But think about it. And I hope that throughout the course of our summer school, these things would make sense to you. You'd even accumulate a list of the things we're saved from and what we're saved into. Okay, last phrase. I want you to write this down too. Last one. Okay? Cup of salvation. You know, we have a hymn that's based on a verse. There's a verse that says, salvation is a cup. Do you remember that song? There's a verse, and then we have a hymn to that verse, right? What shall I give unto the Lord? You know that one? For all, forgive my voice, for all he's done for me. Then I'll take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Okay, here's the question. Why in the Bible does God consider salvation is a cup? How is salvation a cup? What does that mean? What does that mean? So I want to leave you with these three questions. Actually, our Truth School, the content of all the lessons, answer all of these points. But I'd like you to think about it tonight and have some talk in your groups. I know you're gonna have some introduction in the groups. There's some preliminary things you need to do, but I hope you could discuss these things for a few minutes. And I also hope that we could pray in this first group session. Pray for the Lord's blessing and pray for his personal blessing. Once again, I hope you would pray what Jacob prayed. Lord, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Could we pray that again together? Could we say that again together? Lord, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So, brothers and sisters, we do really expect the Lord will bless every one of us and bless this Truth School like never before. So many things, you know, that seem to be negative have turned into positives over these last 20 weeks since all the lockdowns in different places. So many things. And God promises that he will turn everything for good. All things will work together for good to those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. So the Lord can do something out of the negative thing. He can turn it to salvation, to life. Just this past weekend, some of us were involved with a young people's conference with over 1,000 young people from the churches in South America, with 10 countries in South America, and then some others in Central America and the Caribbean. And we had probably about 1,400 young people together in one conference. If it's not like this, and because of this, the health situation and the virus, we never would have had a conference of 1,400. You can't have that kind of travel and so on, and the economy of the countries in South America, you can't do it. But because of this situation, something positive came out, that we had blending and so much blessing to the young people in the churches in South America this weekend, because of what happened. The Lord can turn everything from darkness to light, and it can turn everything to salvation. So I leave you with this. Enjoy the cup of salvation. Okay? Brother Shepherd, I'll send it back to you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Ricky. Oh, I'm so excited this week to be under God's blessing. I hope all of us, we have this determination, aspiration, right, to be blessed by the Lord. And it really just requires our cooperation. So for the next 10 minutes or so, we wanted to go over some of the important announcements to get all of us oriented to help start the summer school in a very good way. So first thing is, I hope you are getting familiar with our website, pursuewiththose.org. Maybe the brothers could just pull it up real quick. We won't need to stay there very long. But, you know, if you have any questions, if you need something, go to the website first. Actually, everything, I think everything, it's safe to say everything that you will need for the summer school pretty much will be, can be found in the on that website, okay? And so if you scroll down a little bit, the first thing I want to make mention is that you could print out your own booklet for this year's summer school, okay? If you haven't gotten it yet, make sure before tomorrow's first session in the afternoon that you would have your booklet. You see those two icons on the in the middle? Yeah, you could just click on that, and then it'll allow you to print it out. Okay, thank you, brothers. And so if you could just look with me, so I'm assuming that you have access to your booklet. You know, I spiral bound mine. You could, you know, three hole punch it. You could do whatever you want. You could put it in a folder. So I put a nice little gloss, you know, cover. Anyways, this is what you will need, right, for the next 2 weeks. Okay, so in this booklet, if you turn all the way to the end, okay, we're going to cover the Summer School the Truth guidelines, okay? So everybody have it? Y'all could see? Okay, make sure you turn to that. So Brother Curtis and I, we will just cover some of these guidelines real quickly. Maybe just to say this, you know, why are there guidelines? This is to help you to receive the blessing, right? Don't you want to receive the blessing? Well, you need to be in a proper position to get as much blessing, right, as you can. And so these guidelines actually are for you. It's to help you, right, to receive more blessing. And so we'll just go over some of these points, okay? The first one is, attendance at all meetings is mandatory. Amen. Can I hear an amen? Well, I can't hear you, but I assume that you say amen. So amen. This means small group. So after this session, we'll have our first small group, and we'll say a little bit more about that. And so we just trust that you would get yourself to the small group Zoom meeting. It'll be a different link than this one. And so this time there's no serving ones to chase you around the camp. So we just hope you would just get yourself to the small group sessions. Okay. Number two, all registrants must follow the Summer School of the Truth schedule and arrangement. So again, in your pamphlet or booklet, the schedule is the last page. Okay. This was designed. I think it's self-explanatory. You should just do your best to follow the schedule. And we'll say something about tomorrow, especially tomorrow morning, okay? Number three, we encourage everyone to participate in all the meetings and overflow time. So that means when we go to our small group, we hope that everyone could jump in to enter in, right? This is really your opportunity to overflow, to share what you were touched by. Even tonight, you know, our brother gave us some questions. Let's take turns, right? And to try to respond to these questions, okay? And so we encourage everyone to do your best to participate. Number four, please maintain a proper and modest appearance during all Summer School of Truth meetings and activities. So this is pertaining to your dress, okay? Especially in dress, expression, and attitude. No clothing, caps, or shirts with improper pictures, logos, or symbols may be worn. Okay, and so we just hope that you would adhere to this so that we could not be a distraction to others and that we would have the best atmosphere for all of us to enjoy. And so I know a lot of you have gotten, hold on a sec, this year's Summer School the Two t-shirt. So this is acceptable. This logo, it's okay, okay? So this is this year's Summer School the Two t-shirt. You can wear this in all the meetings if you like. All right. Number five, all saints should maintain a proper restricted brother-sister relationship in all situations. Now listen carefully. This is in language, attitude, intention, and heart. So young people, this time is for you to seek the Lord, to love the Lord, to get blessed by the Lord. And so we don't want our heart to be distracted by any means or persons, relationships. This is not the time to pursue these things, okay? And so we just really ask you, implore you to adhere by this guideline, okay? And this includes, you know, even when we're not, you know, so in the so-called meetings, you know, we're not in Zoom together. We just hope that the next 2 weeks, you could just sanctify this time, okay? Not to pursue anything else except for the Lord Jesus. The final one, number six, cooperation and proper attitude toward all the serving ones is mandatory at all times, okay? So maybe if the serving ones are asking, Jimmy, please turn on your video. Maybe you could just say, amen, just cooperate, say amen. Don't give him an attitude. Don't say anything mean. Just say amen. Give your serving ones the proper cooperation and the proper attitude, okay? Curtis, pass it to you for the Zoom meetings.
Sounds good. Thank you, Shepherd. So, Zoom meetings. Please mute your microphone when joining the Zoom meetings. This is helpful, especially during the singing time. As we did tonight, there may be some instruction to unmute. So I think just like this is a perfect continuation of the last point, cooperation. This is an opportunity to cooperate and to get the maximum benefit and enjoyment in all our gatherings, whether we're in the big meetings or in our small groups or fellowship times. We cooperate by turning our microphone off. And then if asked, turn it on. You know, and this is really how we can enjoy being together, right? We can just, whoever is kind of giving direction, we can, this will help, their heart is that we would just enjoy the meetings more. And then the second one is really important. Please turn on your camera. Okay, let's all read that. Please turn on your camera. I'm scrolling, I see some faces reading it, so it's good. During all Summer School of Truth meetings and activities. So earlier, I won't call anyone out, but I think there's about 7 or 8 pages worth of screens that are not turned on. Imagine sitting in a meeting in person and we all show up like this. Okay, Brother Shepherd, take it away. Yeah, I'm ready. You know, it's that would really be hard, you know, for the speaker. He's just, you know, is anybody actually here? What are you looking at? Are you on your phone? So it's really helpful. We're not here to give anyone a hard time. We realize there's some things in the background, so we'll give everybody a hall pass tonight. And, you know, if you're worried your room's a little dirty or your background, clean it up a little bit. You know, find a good spot where there's a good angle. Everybody wants to see your good side, you know, so you can practice that tonight after you log off. But please, this is a helpful, and especially in the small groups. We want to see one another's faces and not just your, you know, your forehead or my receding hairline. But we want to see your whole face, you know, so we can see the smiles and the interactions. This is how we can really make our times together personal and sweet. The next one is, during the meetings, please keep your microphone on mute when you're not speaking to minimize background noise. I already mentioned this one. Be mindful of all background noise when unmuted, right? When unmuted, and avoid any movements that create additional noise, shuffling papers, side conversation, you know. If I'm flipping and I'm unmuted, we need to be mindful of those that may be speaking because it may be picking it up, and we want to make sure to take care of everyone. And so make sure your camera is in a stable position, focused at eye level. You guys can see me, eye level, right? It's focused in, and doing so helps create a more direct sense of engagement with everyone else. You know, when if I'm in a real group in person, you know, I don't talk to the people with my head down, but I look them in the face as much as I can, and maybe I'm looking at some of the different faces. So these are just some little things that we can practice together. And then be aware of what's in view of your camera, in your background, things on the wall, and other people in the house. If you're sitting in a public area and people in your house don't know, maybe, hey, I have my camera on, I'm in group time, just FYI, if you're walking through, you know, just want to let everyone know. I have to do that sometimes in my house because I live with, there's 10 of us that share our place. So we kind of have to let each other know. Or people knock on my door and I'm in a meeting. You know, I'm hanging out with the young people. Please don't use any virtual backgrounds that may stumble or bother anyone. It's not necessary. If for some reason you feel you need to put up a virtual background, there's some presets that you can use that come with Zoom that I think are all appropriate, but only use them if you really need to. And then lastly, please don't take photos, screen captures, videos of any young person serving one, and don't post them online or send them to anyone. We just realized we want to take care of everyone. People are already maybe a little self-conscious about what's on their screen, and we just want to take care of everyone to the best of our ability. So if you could please not do that, that would be beneficial to all of us and really help to take care of the atmosphere. That's part of our cooperation. Maybe, Shepherd, I'll pass it back to you. You can tell us about the schedule tomorrow a little bit.
Okay, yeah, so we're going to go over the schedule real quick just for tomorrow morning and then afternoon. The brothers are pulling it up. Again, this is in your booklet. And so after tonight, we'll go into our small groups. And then we just want to highlight one thing. Maybe let's go to the tomorrow morning first. So the serving ones, for all the serving ones, this includes the college students. Okay, so we will have a prayer time at 7:45 a.m. So only 15 minutes. 7:45 to 8 o'clock, and you can find a link on the website. This will be the main room, okay? And then for all the young people, we hope that you would also, in the morning, this is kind of like your cabin time, okay, at the camp. So from 9 to 9:15, we will hope that you all will join. Also this time to contact the Lord. First thing in the morning, it's so good to do this. So we'll see you tomorrow morning at 9. And then if you scroll down, we'll cover recreation in a little bit, meeting schedule. So the first message tomorrow will be at 4 o'clock, but we just want to let everybody know, if you notice the asterisk, we will begin singing 15 minutes before every message. So of course this is optional, but this is highly encouraged. I enjoyed the singing so much tonight, and I hope we can all participate, okay? And so at the evening message will start at 7:45 with singing at 7:30. Okay, in between is your dinner break. Okay, now let's go back to Monday night. You notice a small group there's a small group time after every main meeting with the exception of the sixth graders. Okay, so if you're in sixth grade, you will not have a small group. Rather, you'll just go into your family time. Again, if you're confused, go to the website. There is a special schedule just for the sixth graders, the sixth grade parents, and then the serving ones, okay? And so right after we're dismissed, we want everyone to go to your small groups. You can find the links to your small groups. Maybe brothers, if you want to pull out a little bit and show them. This is, again, on the website. So all the links are there. All you need to do is just find your grade, click on it, and it should bring you to that Zoom room, okay? I'm gonna now go into the family time. Yeah, those are the links, okay. Sorry, can we go back to the schedule now?
yeah. Just a reminder, everyone, I was scanning and I saw some faces, and some of you may be putting down your grade that you were in this past year, but make sure you go to the grade group that you're going to be in come September, come the fall, okay? Yeah. So that's very important. It's the grade that you are now going into. So if you were in seventh grade this past year, school finished up about a month or so ago, you're going to be with the eighth graders this year. Okay, so just be mindful of that. You go to the correct group. Okay, Shepherd, go ahead.
Thank you. That's very important. So going back to the schedule, this year, because of this online format, we just felt it would be such a golden opportunity for us to have summer school, enjoy summer school, not just by ourselves as a young person, but with your family. So we are introducing, we're having for, you could say the first time ever, this family time, which we hope that, you know, the young people, your families could come together. And I believe your localities should have already arranged something for you. And so if you have any questions, you weren't notified of where you should be, where you need to go, just contact your local serving ones, okay? And so this time, the suggested time is Monday, Wednesday, Friday, right after the small group from 9:15 to 9:30. And then also on the website, there are some suggestions that you could use during this family time. And we just recommend everyone to take a look, okay? Finally, I'll just cover memory verses before I give it back to Curtis to speak a little bit about rec. So memory verses, so you might be asking, how are we gonna memorize verses this year? Well, actually, again, go to your nice little booklet. There is a flow chart. How cool is this? There is a flow chart. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about this. So it asks, are you ready to recite a memory verse? And then you just follow the flow chart, yes or no. It's very self-explanatory. So regarding the verses, again, just like previous years, there is going to be a one-day delay, right? So for example, tomorrow, the first meeting, you can't recite those verses until Wednesday, okay, Wednesday afternoon. You could start, one day later to recite those verses to your serving ones in your group or parents. Parents are also able to sign off your verses. Okay. So I think that's it. If you have any questions, ask your serving ones. You could ask us, but for now, let's kick it back to Curtis for rec.
Okay, great. So recreation. This is, once again, it's on the schedule, no need to show it, but tomorrow will be our first day of recreation. This week it'll be on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and from 1 to 2:30 p.m. So we'd like to invite all the young people and serving ones to enjoy and to join the recreation time. And it starts tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Even though recreation is optional, we have a lot of fun activities that have been planned. You can find the recreation schedule and list of activities on our website. And in your small groups tonight, if you could just take just a couple minutes, I know we have a few things, but maybe just 2 minutes, not too long, to consider which activities you'd like to join and fill out the sign-up form as soon as possible. So maybe even you could sign up for some activities with some of those in your group. You don't have to do it alone. If you're under 18, your parent guardian must fill out the consent page in the sign-up form. We have some baking activities, and we just want to make sure that your parents approve you using the oven, things like this. And then again, young people won't be able to participate in recreation until they fill that out. And then in addition, there's going to be a professions panel and a college or college admissions panel that's going to also be made available. We'll have more details in the coming days. And the high schoolers should have received an email regarding these panels especially. And just a reminder, again, just take a couple minutes tonight. And we hope that we all gain a benefit. So I think especially serving ones, TAs, maybe you're available for a little bit. Jump in and join some of the activities together. I think we'll all have a really good time. So I think that's it for our end here. I think, Shepherd, are we ready to go to the small groups?
I think so. We could send them off.
So real quick, just a reminder, 7:45 tomorrow morning for all the serving ones, 9 a.m. for all the young people. We'll just be 15 minutes. And then tomorrow afternoon, we'll hopefully see everyone here at 3:30 or 3:45, if you'd like to join early for the singing. So with that, we hope you have wonderful small groups. It'll be a little shorter tonight, and we hope that everyone can have a good family time.
I think we need to,
go ahead.
So the serving ones, you should go first. So maybe for the young people, just hang on for maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah, we can pause. Very good. So, okay, I'm going to pick on Andrew Guo. All right, he's a senior. So, Andrew, what time tomorrow morning do I hopefully get to see your face? I'm going to unmute you.
3:45.
Tomorrow morning, what time?
Oh, tomorrow morning.
Ah.
Oh, that's a good question.
9 a.m.
9 a.m. Right and early.
Yes. All right, so Andrew, and then tomorrow afternoon, what's another potential time I might see you?
Recreation, 1 o'clock, 1:30?
1 o'clock, very
one
good.
1 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
What do you have to do in order to attend recreation?
Got to sign up, pursuewiththose.org.
That's right. And then at 3:45, where will I see you?
Singing time.
Singing time, right? Looking forward to that. Okay. How are we doing, Shepherd? Are we ready yet, or do we need a little?
Yeah, I think all the YP, you all could go to your groups now.
All right. Pursue with the
website. Click on the link. See you tomorrow.
So all of you YP, you should log off this link, go to pursuewiththose.org, and click on the link corresponding to your grade that you will be in the fall. So you should go to the lower right-hand corner of your screen and click Leave Meeting. Brother Chris, are you hosting your grade level? Saints, you should log off, leave this meeting, and go to your grade level.